This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The Patriots, according to Schefter telling IU, it's not you, it's us.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
And we have Rich Eisen Show exclusive sound of Brandon Ayuk's response to that.
You're giving me the it's not you, it's me routine?
Earlier on the show, host of Roku's Honest Renovations, Jessica Alba and Lizzie Mathis, NFL Network insider Mike Garofolo. Coming up, Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Already had Jessica Alba and Lizzie Mathis in studio. Great chat with Mike Garofolo about what's going on with Brandon Ayuk. And just, spoiler alert, nothing that we know about. I mean, that's what's up right now.
Keep refreshing.
Just nothing.
Yeah,
happening.
Keep hitting refresh.
Yeah.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We got a third hour all to go right here as we're keeping an eye on the Olympics as well. But joining us right now to kick off the third hour, and I'm glad that he's doing it because I was a little concerned that he might not make it because of getting a little dinged up in practice yesterday. But he looks all good in the hood of Green Bay, one of the best in Green Bay at the wide receiver position. Christian Watson back here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Christian?
I'm doing well. I'm doing great. No complaints. How
good.
You doing?
I'm great because I heard practice didn't go all that great for you yesterday, and I'm like, he's not going to be joining us. Now here you are, which means you're good because if you weren't, you certainly would be joining me right now.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Last play of practice, just got a little banged up, but I mean it's a football, thing. Okay. A little bone bruise. It hasn't stopped me before. I've had it in the past, and it's not going to stop me now. So it's got to keep on chucking and try to be as healthy as possible.
It's always the last play of practice, isn't it? Always. You know what I mean?
Yeah, unfortunately, but hey, it is what it is. I'm good enough to go out there, so I'm great. I can't complain.
Great. Glad to hear that. So, what's your mindset going into this third season for you, Christian?
Oh, I mean, number one for me, obviously we've got goals as a team and we've got big goals as a team. I think that, we are, all of our goals are well within reach. I think we've got the guys to do it this year. But I mean, for me personally, my mindset is just to stay as healthy and as strong as possible. I feel like for me, when I've been able to, be out there and playing, things just kind of, fall into place. I put the work in, for those things to fall into place, but, just got to stay healthy. And I mean, that's my number one thing, just to be a little bit more conscious of my body and the things that I'm doing, on and off the field, just to make sure I'm able to be out there. Cause I think if I'm able to be out there, then, things are going to, work out.
Mind giving me a few examples of that? How do you do that?
I mean, for me, it's really just, things that I'm doing in the weight room, hamstring specific things just to, continue to find that balance, of strength and, stuff in the hamstrings. Cause obviously, having dealt with injuries in the past, that strength gets thrown off, that equilibrium gets thrown off. But I mean, it really comes down to everything, from the core to hips, to the hamstrings. Just keep all those things in balance. When one thing's getting a little fatigued, being conscious of that, and maybe doing a little bit less. It's really just kind of, knowing what I'm feeling instead of, kind of just going out there and like, I'm really sore today. Something's not feeling right, but I'm just going to go out there anyways. I feel like I've just found a little bit more, I've just found myself and, I don't even know how to describe it, but just, sure. When I'm feeling something, I know a little bit more, about it now, having dealt with, things in the past.
Christian Watson here on the Rich Eisen Show. What do you think clicked offensively for you, Jordan Love, the rest of your wide receiver room last year?
I really just think it was getting some experience, as an offense, because, obviously we were a young group, but I mean, things were, going up during camp and, we were feeling really good about the offense. But, until you really get out there and you get thrown in those situations, as an offense, with a young group like that, you got to be able to go through those things first and, learn and grow. And I think, as the season progressed, that chemistry, developed, and the experience for all of us, and we kind of just hit our stride. I think that we had all of the talent and the ability to do the things. We just needed to find that connection, and we found it.
Yeah, because I mean, you definitely found it. There's no question about it, and obviously from the media talking about it point of view, a lot of us were surprised, to be very honest. Because, we kind of knew were flashing, and Dobbs we had seen flash a little bit, but it's the rest of the receiver room, certainly because, Rodgers, who was there as well, was talking about, being a veteran and having his veteran presence around there and wondering, if the kids were up to snuff. And I think, I'm not saying Rodgers doubted you. I hope I'm not coming across that way. But
No.
You know what I'm saying? It clearly something clicked for all you guys last year.
For sure. I mean, we would have loved to have started the season off, hot and have got it. But I mean, just seeing, 12 and what he was able to do. He was with, guys who he had, learned and grown with and was able to kind of, drop his knowledge, on those guys. I think 12 did that for 10. Obviously 10 has his own skill set, but being able to learn from 12 is huge. Me and Rome got to learn from guys who had been in the building for a really long time. So obviously we got to learn and kind of pass those things on. But I still say it's just that time element and experience that comes with being out there in live bullets and really going out there and experiencing it ourselves as a new group, and that's all we needed. We, like I said before, we have the guys to do it. We had the guys to do it. The whole year we just needed to get that ball rolling.
Well, and again, you're referring to 10 as in Jordan Love. Last year at this time, he was just finishing up, his first training camp as the starter, and then going out in week one for the first time as the starter. Now, yep. I mean, you're coming off of a divisional playoff round appearance collectively with him now pizzed as the guy in the league as well as your franchise, and I'm wondering how that feels. Can you verbalize the difference here?
Honestly, even just looking back and watching clips from last year towards the end of the year when everything was clicking, to now just watching clips from practice, I don't know how he's managed to do it in such a short time during this offseason, but I feel like J Love has taken a couple more steps, leveled up even a couple more times this offseason. It seems like his accuracy, his ability to read the defense and then go out there and manipulate and make throws this camp has just been crazy. Obviously we have that connection, all the receivers that we were able to build up throughout the year last year. So that definitely, comes into play. But he's going out there and he's showing why he deserved every single penny that he got, with his new deal. Cause he's on one right now. He's balling. And now, I'm excited to see, how we start and how we finish this year as well.
Better, huh? He's that much better. You could see it. It's appreciable. That's what you're saying.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 100%.
Damn. that has some ramifications for the league, for the division, for the conference, for the league. Christian, what you're saying, I'm trying to take it all in.
Yeah, no, right. I mean, 100%. And, I think that, there's a lot of people that, say that, he deserves it. And, obviously there's always going to be the people who say he does. And I think he's going to show everybody exactly why he, deserves, what he got. I think that, I think that he's going to be the guy for a long time, and I'm excited to be a part of it. And I can't wait to, show the world and, to shock those who don't believe.
Yeah, I mean, and then the running game, obviously that running back room, with the exception of A.J. Dillon, is changed considerably as well. What's the difference now? Jacobs, you got the kid out there as well running now. What do you got?
I believed in, every group that we've had. I love 3-3. Obviously he was a good friend of mine. Obviously this league is ever changing, so gotta adapt. And I think that our new room is outstanding. I think that Josh is, you know, honestly, he's like a back I've never seen before, to be honest. You know, just seeing his, you know, ability to you know, maneuver and, you know, find the holes and you know, Gerard, his ability to cut and, you know, make plays out of nothing. I mean, he's definitely a guy, and I'm excited to see him as well when it gets to live bullets, because, you know, obviously I've, you know, followed his career and obviously, you know, just seen, you know, games before he was here. But, you know, it's always a little bit better when, you know, they're doing it in the same uniform.
And Marshawn Lloyd looks pretty darn good, too, just right off the bat right here, Christian. Like, this
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. And I obviously he wasn't, you know, participating right away in camp. So, you know, when he did finally get out there, you know, I can't remember if it was like, you know, his first or second, you know, day out there, but, you know, he had a huge, you know, big time, you know, burst, big run in a team period. And kind of just an eye opener for all of us. You know, obviously we had seen that, you know, him through OTAs and, you know, seeing that, you know, he was a shifty, you know, quick back who could definitely make plays. But, you know, when you finally get to see it in you know, a team period, that's when you finally kind of, you know, get your eyes open a little bit. And he's definitely a guy who can, you know, do some great things for us as well. A
few minutes left with Christian Watson of the Packers here on the Rich Eisen Show, entering year three. So how much confidence do you think this team's going to take into the season off of what you did in Dallas in the playoffs last year, Christian?
I mean, I think in terms for us, you know, what we did last year, I think that gave us a lot of confidence, just knowing, you know, what we had going into camp. But I, you know, I really think that the stuff that we've done, you know, throughout this camp, and, you know, the things that we're building right now are really what's, you know, giving us the confidence. You know, I think that we have a, you know, outstanding defense and an electric offense. And, you know, we see it every day out there. You know, it's tough for us to make plays, you know, on offense going up against the defense because they're good, you know, but we make it happen and, you know, vice versa. So I'm excited. You know, we're building that confidence even more right now. And, you know, I can only speak for myself, but I think I can speak for everybody when I say that we're excited to get this season rolling.
Dan, again, it's what you did in Detroit on Thanksgiving Day as well. And then the divisional game against San Francisco, the eventual NFC champs. I mean, that was another significant game for you guys. But, you know, in terms of what folks like me talk about every day with the Dallas Cowboys, I don't know if you've seen like their whole all-in strategy. They're not really giving out long-term deals. Former coach of the Packers, now their coach, is only on one last year. And I don't know, do you guys ever talk about how much you guys messed up the Dallas Cowboys? Because I think that's the conversation, is just that their reaction to losing them being one and done by you and your team, the young team, I think is kind of still lingering for them right now, Christian.
I mean, I honestly haven't, you know, talked to anyone or, you know, heard anyone talk about, you know, that game. I mean, it was just, you know, another, you know, step in our journey last year. And honestly, you know, I think that the way we came out, you know, to the San Fran game, you know, I think that we were really expecting to, you know, have even, you know, a couple more steps in that journey and, you know, trying to find, you know, that end goal. So, I mean, that was a great game for us, you know, a great, you know, way to get, you know, that playoff, you know, journey started. But, I mean, we had bigger goals in mind and, you know, it's in the past now. It's, you know, that's last season. We're on to this season, so we don't talk about it much. We're just locked in on what we got ahead of us.
Christian, before I let you go, normally I don't ask a player about a roster decision, but do you think if you need a punt return specialist, you can choose the kid from Family Night who caught three footballs at once? Did you see this kid?
Oh, yeah, Christian? No, I did see it. I was actually talking to him before he went out there. I said, I got 10 push-ups for you for every ball you catch. And I said, if you don't catch any, you owe me 10 push-ups. And he went out there and he did his thing. I wasn't expecting him to get, you know, three. You know, not saying I didn't have any faith in him. You know, I definitely, you know, wanted him to go out there and do his thing. But
Look at you. There you are. You were the first one in there. Look at you.
Yep. You know, I mean, catching punts off the jug machine, you know, that, you know, especially an NFL-sized ball, you know, at that young of an age. I was not expecting him to go out there and do all that. So I was excited for him. That was crazy.
So did you drop down and give him 30?
Oh yeah, I did. Yeah, he counted them out too. He came to the sideline and counted them out for me. Yeah,
he counted them out.
Yeah, no, he counted them out for me.
Oh, what's his name? TJ Trace Ramirez.
Trace Ramirez.
That's his name.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So if we see him out there in Brazil, we know he made the team.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah. Oh. Yep.
I love that. That's great. I mean, that's what Family Night's about, right? There in Green Bay.
Yeah, 100%. Anytime we can get the fans involved, and you know, obviously, I'm sure that you know that probably you know made that kid's year. You know, maybe his life. So,
yeah.
So I mean, anytime we can you know do that and you know be able to you know share this, you know, share what we have. You know, it's huge. So you know, I'm really happy for him, and you know, I'm glad that we do things like that.
I love that. Me too. Yeah, and I just love it. I mean, you're right. He's a kid. He's in Lambeau Field. He's got Rich Bisaccia, you know, the special teams guru of the NFL, you could say, you know, out there kind of telling him, all right, here comes one, you know, shoot up another one. Here we go. And then he catches three of them. And then you, Jordan Love, the rest of his Packers are surrounding him, man. That's great. I love that. That's great. Christian, thanks for the time. I'll speak with you throughout the season, if you don't mind. Enjoy the rest of training camp, preseason. And obviously, what a night. What do you think is going to be coursing through your veins that night when you're standing there in Brazil, you know, in the southern hemisphere of Earth, getting ready to kick off the season in front of everybody in Brazil and then back home against the Eagles? What's going to be going through your mind, do you think, that night?
I mean, it's just going to be, you know, excitement. You know, it's going to be nice to, you know, finally, you know, let out all that energy that's, you know, being built up through this camp. But you know, I definitely could say that I'm super excited for this season. You know, I think this is a big season for me, big season, you know, for our team. And I'm just excited. And, you know, that's the first one on our schedule. So, you know, we got to get it done. And, you know, that's just going to, you know, get the ball rolling for us.
Good luck to you. Thanks, Christian.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. And tell everybody there in Green Bay, thanks for your time and get something on the shelves. I don't know where you are. Like, is that a new office or something? What is that? What is it?
No, it's a conference. There's actually stuff like from here on. Oh. There's a bunch of stuff on the shelf. This area is just cleared out. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. Like a Packer mug or something like, I don't know.
A trophy?
I'll let them know to do some decorations.
Yeah, let them know. I just want to help everybody out. Thanks, Christian. Really appreciate it. That's Christian Watson right here on the Rich Eisen Show. There it is. Yeah, I was just like, what's happening there?
They got a lot of awards they could put up.
Let me tell you something.
So many.
Yeah, you think?
You know what I mean?
Let me tell you something.
Lot.
Let me tell you something. Obviously, you know, guys are going to cape for their guys, whatever. If Jordan Love is that much better, dude, you keep talking about him MVP every single time you bring up something with
big fan.
Oh my gosh,
big fan of this kid.
I'm a big Christian Watson fan. Trying to get him on my squad.
I know. It's interesting where he's like, you know, I'm working on my hamstrings and I'm going to pay attention to my body a little bit more.
They're one of those teams, you know, though, that, you know, you can make a case. All of those receivers could be number one guys.
Wicks
and Jaden Reed,
Dobbs.
Romeo Dobbs. They have four studs.
You know, Chris, when Rich was out and you were gone too, me and Pellicero were just doing questions. And I said, have the Packers really just stumbled upon their next great superstar quarterback? And I think they have. And these receivers are going to make them even better.
Yeah.
You know, like.
He better be.
Josh Jacobs.
$55 million per. Well, Josh Jacobs, Marshawn Lloyd, the kid from USC.
Yeah.
This was
AJ Dillon's still there, by the way.
Actually.
I brought this up a few days before he got paid.
Yes.
So, you know.
The offense is there.
Watson missed,
offense is stacked.
Watson missed 8 games last year.
Yep. Which allowed Jaden Reed and
Dontavian
Wicks.
I mean,
that
tear they went on, yeah. Although his first inactive game was the night Tommy Cutlets beat him on Monday night, and then they lost again to Tampa, and then they ripped off 3 in a row to finish up at Carolina, at Minnesota, home for the Bears, and then what they did to your Cowboys.
Which, by the way, I told you guys,
you
remember,
did.
Chris?
You did.
The whole week, I said I didn't have a good feeling about
it. I'm going to pick them to win the division again.
What do you mean again?
I picked them last year also.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So I'm gonna run it back.
Okay.
Josh Jacobs now, too? Like,
defense is going to be better. New defensive coordinator.
By the way, that coach is pretty damn good, too, isn't he?
Yeah.
Everybody thought, okay, the guy,
Rodgers is scaring him.
The guy was, you know, just rolled the footballs out for Rodgers.
Yeah.
And won double digit win seasons because of Rodgers. And obviously, Rodgers is an MVP in back-to-back years. And this guy can coach, man. And he's a red wine drinker, which means I'm a fan. But him, what he's doing with Love right now, and those guys, they're young and they're brash and they're coming for you. Put up the Packers schedule, if you don't mind. Ooh. Let's just go down.
How many
this
people
road
have
here
done the Packers win loss?
Have we had it,
Rich?
I not
that's
many.
That's why I ask. It feels like it's not as many as some of the other teams.
Oh, Claire, I want to hear from you. No, we've gotten three.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I have three here.
12-5, 15-2, 13-4.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Everyone gets
at Philly, if you will, in Brazil.
Well, yeah.
Home for the Colts. At Tennessee, a little homecoming for LaFleur. Minnesota at the Rams out here. If, I mean,
4-0 coming out here to face the Rams.
They've got their opener on Peacock. Their next nationally televised game isn't until Thanksgiving.
Well, that's not
night good. against the Dolphins.
No chance. They're going to get flexed into something.
Well, they're going to have a lot of late window games on Fox. Not a lot, actually. I shouldn't say that. There's one on CBS at the Rams. And then there's that first game against the Lions, late window Fox in Lambeau. And then there's that game against San Francisco at home. That's a late window. There's a Thursday night at Detroit after Thanksgiving.
That's a tough stretch right there. Week 12, San Francisco, Dolphins, Miami,
Detroit.
At the Seahawks.
At Seattle. It's a tough little month run.
But not tougher than some other ones.
No.
That we've seen. Right? Like that Steelers finish from week 11
on. Steelers
finish
is pretty nuts.
That's one of them. Whew. Just to jump off the top of your head there. But there's some interesting ones, that's for sure.
I like Green Bay this year.
That Friday night, buddy. Gents.
We're going to be flying back from Kansas.
Yeah, we'll just be landing.
Hopefully the plane got the live TV.
We'll take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial, phone calls, and so much more here on this busy Thursday. First full day, if you will, of preseason football edition of our program. The Rich Eisen Show is sponsored by Grainger. Does this sound familiar? You're a maintenance specialist and you've been squaring off with a leaky radiator at your facility for hours. You're both drenched in sweat. You've thrown the whole playbook at it, but so far it's got an answer for everything. What you need is a teammate, a pro who's seen it all before, and that's Grainger. With support specialists always ready to chat, the product you need plus a million more, just give this ringer a ring. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by one of their local branches. Let's talk about Sleep Number, people. We all know in the NFL there's no margin for error. A single mistake can change the outcome of a game. We all know that. And proven quality sleep, yeah, believe it or not, can boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall performance. You know that probably in your real life. The same thing goes in the National Football League, which is why Sleep Number is, in fact, the sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Partnering since 2018, 8 out of 10 players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should too. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart, but it is the world of difference because being able to adjust your bed's firmness after working out for recovery, that is game changing. So right now, during Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, you can save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed plus special financing for a limited time only at a Sleep Number store, or you can go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. See store for details. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. On the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. All right. Manny in El Paso, Texas, been hanging on forever. What's up, Manny? How you been?
Buenos dias, amigos del programa de Rich Eisen. ¿Cómo están todos?
We're great. How are you, Manny?
Many.
Oh, I am fantastic, sir. First of all, very happy belated birthday to TJ, to Chris, and to you, sir. Many blessings and many more.
Excellent. How you been, Manny?
What's happening?
Well, not a problem, guys. Well, the Olympics from the last week, and I'm bummed. Only around this time do countries set aside their differences, their quarrels, and just compete in sports. My beef with the Olympics this year is why didn't NBC, or any coverage for that matter, show any of the national anthems for any country when they're raising the flags. As a kid, that's the only time I learned about a new flag, the only time I heard a different national anthem. And the one thing I really like about that is that you're right there looking at the athletes, trying to hold them to tears, but they get so emotional that you just feel like you're right there with them. That's what I miss. Anyways, football's right around the corner. We got preseason tonight. And I did hear something about the Bears, that they're getting a little too hyped, a little too excited for their saying that they're Super Bowl bound. Hey, Bears fans, relax. That title belongs to the Dallas Cowboys. We will overhype any win, no matter how ugly it is, even in preseason. I told Adam this on the phone that I'm excited to see Caleb Williams. I'm excited for him and for 1-2-B Ivan, especially with her standing on her hill about her mom comments. Anyway, gentlemen, that's all I got. Thank you for letting me chime in. I love you guys. I miss you guys. Be kind. Be safe. Let's watch some sports, guys. See you later.
See you, man.
Rock 'em.
Rock 'em.
What do you say about Susie?
Manny. I missed it. He's going fast. Okay.
Yeah, he was talking a little fast. Okay.
Are you buying that?
That the Bears are overhyped?
Yeah.
I mean, don't you have to see it first? Listen.
Listen.
In the same way that you're excited about the Giants and how we say, league's better for the Giants being better. Even though the guy over there, the Cowboy fan, is like, eh, really? But yeah.
Well, it's better if the Bears are.
Bears the same Bears. Thing, yeah. Pal. Same thing. Like if the Chicago Bears, because I think I can say this with certainty on behalf of Adam, our call screener, who may or may not be listening in if the gummies have kicked in yet. But I think I could speak on behalf of him and everybody else, the city of Chicago.
The Bears fans are
is that, yes, they love their Cubbies on the north side. And the White Sox, have they lost 90 games yet? Or they're on the verge of it? Or are they just...
They just fired their manager after winning.
Yeah, I mean, that 21-game losing streak, I think, still stings. And Grady Sizemore is the interim manager on the south side of Chicago right now. So Adam is listening. Okay. And obviously they love their Bulls and Blackhawks. That's a football city.
The Bears.
That is a football town. And this kid has gotten everybody on the old pins and needles that this is finally their moment. Is it possible that the football gods have sought to bestow upon them what was bestowed upon New England, Indianapolis, what has been repeatedly bestowed upon the ones up the toll road in Green Bay, bestowed upon them, hold on, hold the phone, like those long-suffering Kansas City Chiefs fans. Is this finally that moment?
Yep.
This weekend,
I think so.
He will get out there and he will show everybody preseason what's up. And it's not just him showing up. It's not just him showing up. It's the front office and Ryan Poles coming over from Kansas City, building for this moment, hoping that it was Justin Fields there, that they were building it up for Fields to have this moment. And they just got really lucky, that the kid that showed up in Carolina last year in Bryce Young didn't have the horses around him, didn't have the coaching staff, with all due respect, that the continuity of it. I mean, the kid had his coaching change in the middle of his first season. You know, that in the same way that maybe the Niners don't want to trade Ayuk to these spots, or they have a reservation or a hitch in their giddy up to trade him to Cleveland and Pittsburgh because those first round picks coming back are going to get worse for the Niners. because Aiyuk will plus up the Browns or the Steelers to the point where it may be a late night first round draft choice. The opposite happened for the Bears. They hit the jackpot. The Panthers bottomed out. They got the first overall pick, and it happened in a year where there were multiple quarterbacks from which to choose, including one who has unicorn written all over him. And Ryan Poles getting it ready for Fields. On the defensive side of the ball, built it up, and this year just went motherload. Motherload. And every single time that he finds a Dunze in the end zone, it'll be like, we drafted them in the same draft as Caleb Williams because the Panthers bottomed out. And he hits DJ Moore. It's like, unbelievable that we got both in the same trade with Carolina. And he hits Keenan Allen. It's like, yeah, we added him too. And he hits Cole Kmet. We had him ready for Fields, and it's now Caleb. That's the reason for the excitement. It's not just Caleb's there. They appear to be ready around him. So I don't know if the hype is overhype at all. I mean, this is, there's a lot of real, there's a lot of tangible reasons to hype him. It's not just Caleb. It isn't. It's not just Caleb. They're ready to roll. That's what you want with a kid that you draft. You got to evaluate him, right? How are we going to evaluate him? How are we going to evaluate him before you got to make a decision 2, 3, 4 years from now? How are we going to evaluate him? Well, you got to get the guys around him. Well, you can evaluate him. I don't think there's even a question about evaluating. I guess the question is going to be, is the speed of the game, you know, is the speed of the game going to be an adjustment for him? Because I'll tell you what, no matter what you feel about the Tennessee Titans being supposedly less than, they're going to be faster on defense than the Utah Utes, who USC had a lot of problems with.
Yep.
Right?
Couldn't block.
That story, I get it. Couldn't tackle him either.
Right.
But that's not Caleb's fault.
No.
I keep telling the story over and over and over again. Marshall Faulk tells it. I love him when he tells the story. He told me the story a long time ago, and I like repeating it in these instances. Peyton Manning, as can't miss as they come, threw 28 interceptions his first season.
Yeah, led the league.
And according to Marshall, said the same thing every time when he was throwing interceptions in the first half of his rookie season. Didn't think they could get there, meaning the where he threw it, didn't think the defender could get to that spot. And at some point, Marshall just let it go and let it go and let it go. And at some point decided to not let it go anymore and said, Peyton, this is the NFL. Everybody can get there. Yada, yada, yada. Peyton's one of the all-time greats. But anyway, what I'm saying is the adjustment, I don't know. I don't know. Don't know. But it is going to be exciting to see, and Hard Knocks is only going to whet the appetite of hype. Oh, that's yeah. All. And they deserve to be on. Again, they had to be. They were the only team for Hard Knocks this year.
Yeah.
That you would want to see.
I mean, Saints, honestly, Broncos, I think, were the other options.
Please. For sure, and the Bears are going to be on national TV. Let's see here. And again, the NFL bought in. I mean, right away. Look at that. C.J. Stroud. How fun is that game going to be? Right at C.J. Stroud Sunday night, week two.
That's super NBC. Fun.
NBC. You know, the NFL's like all in. Let's go. Let's get the kid out there. Week two. Week three at Anthony Richardson. How exciting is that going to be? Week four, Matthew Stafford back in the division, back in Chicago, home for the Rams. Then that's that game against Carolina. Man, oh, man, oh, man. I hope that's not like, you know, Bryce Young in the role of Trubisky against Mahomes, right? Where it's just like, here's the kid. I'm glad you got him.
Oof.
Carolina, because here comes Mahomes. The Mahomes 2.0,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Then that game in London on NFL Network against Jacksonville. International, Caleb. Bye week. At Washington against Jaden Daniels, a kid taken after him. At Arizona, Kyler Murray. New England, wouldn't it be amazing if Drake May starting by then?
That'd be sick.
Then now rubber's meeting road, okay? Packers, here we go.
Yeah, all their division games are at the end of the year.
You know? And then we'll see if Caleb Williams can break the jinx or Jordan Love can continue on the Aaron Rodgers dominance, just like RFK Jr. taking out the Bears.
Hey, now.
We'll be right back on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial.
This episode is brought to you by our good friends at NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube TV. I'm sure by now you've all gotten back into your Sunday routines, but they could be even better. With NFL Sunday Ticket and YouTube TV, you get the most live NFL games all in one place, every game, every Sunday. And you can even watch up to 4 different games at once with MultiView, one of my favorite inventions of this decade. It's exactly what you need to catch all the action. Make your Sundays more magical. And also, YouTube TV is great. I got it this year. It's awesome. Sign up now at youtube.com/BS. Device and content restrictions apply. Local and national games on YouTube TV. NFL Sunday Ticket for out-of-market games excludes digital-only games.
Are you tired of losing your fantasy football league year after year? Lindsey Rhodes, Emmy-winning sportscaster and football analyst, is your new secret weapon on the Believe Fantasy Football Show.
Watch the quarterbacks and his ADP. I think he has massive high-end upside.
Get expert analysis on player rankings.
Wide receiver 22 in fantasy, Cecil Shorts.
That kid can run, so I'm thinking he can have a breakout season this year.
And you can too by searching the Believe Fantasy Football Show. That's BLEAV wherever you listen.
So this hit my timeline, and I figured I'd bring it to you because we love Big Al, right? The kid, Big Al, who loves to hit dingers.
Yeah,
Big Al, man.
Remember that from the Little League World Series?
Yeah.
Well, Big Al's all grown up. This did you see this on Twitter?
No.
This is great. Hit it.
Hi, my name's Alfred D'Elia. At home, they call me Big Al, and I hit dingers.
Hi, my name's Alfred D'Elia. At home, they call me Big Al, and I hit dingers.
Still hitting dingers.
Big Al.
I'm not shocked by this.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
You think he was going to stop hitting dingers? You know?
He's leaned down,
yeah,
huh?
They don't even call me that anymore. I'm not that big. Yeah, I got in the box. I was hit one pitch. I got that pitch, and I didn't miss it. So
you get the salad
really
bar.
Excited.
Coach, the legend of Big Al, we saw him. He still indeed does hit dingers.
Yeah, that was a big spot there, you know, getting us going. He was super excited running around those bases. But, yeah, the legend continues, and hopefully he can hit some more as the season goes on.
Look, it's amazing.
That. Isn't that great? I thought guys would like to get that update.
So cool. It's Big Al. That's what he does.
I thought you'd like that update.
Big Al.
Kids growing up.
Right?
Alfred D'Elia.
I hit dingers.
I hit dingers. He doesn't have that husky voice anymore.
I know, right?
He's grown up.
Love it.
The Huggies have dropped. I love that stuff, huh? Figured you guys would get a kick out of that.
Yeah, I love that. Big Al was the man.
Big Al was
still hitting dingers.
He took over that Little League World Series. How long ago was that?
Oh, it has to be
5-6 years ago, I guess.
More than that, no, really?
Well,
no, maybe.
If he's in high school, he's probably what? 16, 17?
16, 17, so about 5 years ago, sure.
Wow.
Man, we fell in love with Big Al.
It was
like right away. He had us at hello.
Very fun. We're right around that time now, right? World Series is coming up.
Yeah, 2018 World Series, 6 years ago. Back on the Rich Eisen Show. Here we are, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Well, we found another thing in Major League Baseball that should be reviewable that isn't. Last night, Phillies, Dodgers, sixth inning, Alec Boehm, leadoff double. Marsh trying to bunt him over to third to try and tie this game up. The sixth inning, and a great play by Miguel Rojas covering third, running back. I guess he tried to field the bunt at first and then ran back to third and was there in time for the throw. And Bohm was out by a mile. But look at this right there. Hunter Wendelstedt said Bohm was safe due to interference, that Rojas was blocking the bag, and Rojas was getting back to the bag. There's nothing, I mean, like the fact that
what's
it was
he
an act.
To do? Yeah.
He was penalized for a remarkable athletic play to go in, go back, take the throw, apply the tag. And it's not like the base, he's being prevented from, it's so close that he's being prevented from reaching the bag.
Great photo, Dave Roberts.
Dave Roberts ejected by Hunter Wendelstedt, the ump. Do we have Dave Roberts after the game? Dave Roberts saying this, you know Dave Roberts is getting upset. Right? That he would actually go ahead and say this.
It wasn't explained to me. Hunter wasn't about to explain the call to me. And to be fair, I was just trying to defuse the situation. As I looked at the replay, he missed the call. And this might be the first time I've ever said that, you know, it was an egregious missed call. Their job's hard. That changed the game. The spirit of the rule was to deter infielders from blocking the bag, not giving a base runner a lane or a spot towards a bag and potentially hurting the base runner. And so this play, again, he's on the move, he fields the ball, his legs are spread wide, so the lane is in between his legs, and he makes a tag. And so with that, again, it's fast, it needs to be reviewable. That play changed the complexion of the game, and he got it wrong. That's just the fact. And again, like I said, umpiring is hard, they do a great job tonight. That play affected the game.
Sure did, because instead of being bases empty, one out, it was runners on the corners, no outs. Joe Kelly came in and poured a little gasoline on the fire, like a ground out tied the game. And then
did Schwarber go yard again?
Well,
after
a wild pitch, eventually moved everyone around and put him up by one. Schwarber cleared the bases. Three jacks. I mean, that's another way to lose a game is have the human fire hydrant crank out three on you.
Yeah.
But that said, how is this not reviewable? And I think the reason why, if I had to guess, things are not reviewable when they're deemed judgment calls. And he's wrong. I mean, I guess Wendelstedt, like, he's not, you could see he's looking at it from behind Rojas. You could see on our screen right here, I'll describe for the radio audience, the shot we have on the screen is, you could barely see Wendelstedt into your screen in the photo there, in the picture. He's looking at it from behind. And so it maybe from his point of view, Rojas is blocking it. But the whole point is, like, are you looking to see if the tag's there? Or are you looking to see if there's interference? And because if you're not looking at both, then you're missing the fact that Bohm is way out. Like, he's
way out.
It's not, and again,
feet.
It's not like the Rojas's foot landed in the remaining inch or two between Bohm's foot and the bag. Would you say Bohm is a foot away from the bag?
I mean, it's like it's not, 2 feet,
it's not,
maybe.
It's
yeah,
not
he's,
even
he's very out.
Close. So this should be reviewable, and it should be reviewable, and it's easy to be reviewable. It's easy to take the 60 seconds. I understand baseball's trying to move the game along, but it is a crucial play. I mean, it could Kelly have put runners on base and Schwarber still hit another home run? Sure, that could have happened, but you can't deny a one-run game is got the same tenor as bases empty, one out, as runners on the corners, nobody out. And a ground ball ties the game. I mean, it's just, so let's take the time. Let's make this stuff reviewable. I don't understand it. You know, I don't get it. Baseball's getting so much stuff right. Let's keep tweaking it. That stunk.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, in case anybody's wondering, this is not the first time a Wendelstedt has ejected a manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Mm-hmm. Hunter's dad, Harry, once ejected Tommy Lasorda from a game, and there it is. Right there. Number 50, is that Niedenfuhr? Who is that? Who's number 50 in the Dodgers back in the day?
Fuhr.
There it is. There's Tommy saying a magic word. Oh, there you go.
Heave-ho.
Huh?
Heave-ho. I don't know.
I shouldn't guess. But there you go. Generations of Wendelstedts have ejected generations of Dodgers managers. I can only imagine, though, Tommy used more colorful language than I believe Dave Roberts normally would.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a guess. Just spitballing. Dodgers got hosed. And I think there are very tiny violins for a lot of people around here.
Yeah.
Sean Mitchell, Rich Eisen Show digital coordinating producer, was there last night and apparently had this set to happen closer to the third baseline where he was situated. He said he would have been ejected for telling Hunter Wendelstedt how terrible his entire family lineage is.
Mitch had home run seats last night.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Okay. Ross in Woodland Hills, California wants to have a final word here. What's up, Ross?
Hey, what's up, Rich? How you doing?
What's going on, man?
Well, I just got my baby boy down, but unfortunately he woke up from his little nap, so he's going to be with us here on the call. But, you know, I'm feeling pretty confident. The football gods have smiled on me, and the baseball gods smiled on me because they fired my manager.
Oh, okay. You're a White Sox fan sitting out there in Woodland Hills, California?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm a glutton for punishment.
Wow. Okay. So what's your son's name?
His name is Parker, but his initials are PBR.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
PBR.
PBR in the arms of Ross.
West Valley Little League.
Okay. Wanting to do the win-loss game for the apparently overhyped Chicago Bears. Are you ready, Ross, with PBR?
You know what? The last time the Bears won a Super Bowl, I was a zygote, so I've been ready my whole life.
Good use of zygote, sir. Appreciate it. All right, I'm running out of space. This is the seventh win-loss game for Chicago Bears fans.
Love it. Let's go.
An indication of how hyped they are. Week one, home for the Titans.
I'm going to say that's a win. I know your guy was on the show a couple months ago saying that, you know, Caleb Williams has got something coming for him, but I think we got the Titans.
That's Jeffrey Simmons at the Houston Texans on a Sunday night.
So this is a hard one. You know, C.J. Stroud is a beast. I want to be optimistic, but I think that's going to be the first loss.
Okay, 1-1 at the Colts.
Don't get caught up.
I'm going to say that's a win. You know,
okay.
I appreciate the Colts for the magic they did.
No worries.
With this whole scenario.
All right. We got only 2 minutes left in the show. So win or loss at home for the Rams.
That's a win because the Rams lose when they play the Bears in Chicago.
3-1 at home for the Panthers.
That's a win.
4-1 in London against the Jaguars.
That's a loss. You know, they lost last time against the Raiders, so I'm going to say it's an L because of the jet lag.
Off the bye at Jaden Daniels, rookie versus rookie.
I'm going with Caleb. That's a win.
5-2 at the Cardinals.
That's a win.
6-2 home for the Patriots.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's also a win.
7-2. Don't apologize for the truth. 7-2 home for the Packers.
You know what? I'm actually going to be saying that's an L for us. That's an L, unfortunately.
7-3, home for the Vikings.
That's going to be a win.
8-3 at the Lions on Thanksgiving.
You know what? They beat the Lions last time at Thanksgiving when they played them, so I'm going to say that's a win.
9-3 at the Niners.
That's a loss, unfortunately.
9-4 at the Vikings on a Monday night.
They're going to win.
10-4, home for the Lions.
I think they're going to lose that one. They're going to split it with the Lions.
10-5, home for the Seahawks on a Thursday night.
They win that one.
11-5 at the Packers.
You know what? Revenge is a dish best served cold, and I think they should beat the Packers in Lambeau to end the season.
12-5, Ross, and I'm going to write down with PBR.
Thank you, Rich.
In Woodland Hills.
And first time caller.
Attaboy.
Oh.
Attaboy. Bing. All right. Here are the marks I have.
12-5.
12-5, 11-6, 12-5, 8-9, 11-6, 13-4, and now 12-5. That's the third 12-5. The only one who says that was Sean in West Palm. Said the Bears are going 8-9. Yeah. Everybody else is sky high. And thus, that's why Manny's like, are they overhyped?
9-8, 10-7. Let's be realistic, people.
Okay.
Come on now.
Jay Ellis is going to be in studio tomorrow, as is McSteamy as well. Right here on The Rich Eisen Show. We'll talk about it more in a moment.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Tucker Carlson, what is it that you think that people gravitate
towards? I'm not self-aware. I refuse to be self-aware. I don't even look in mirrors at all, which you can probably tell from my appearance. I don't have a crazy high IQ, or I really don't have that many skills. I would say my main skill is I believe my instincts. I don't hesitate to follow my instincts, ever. The extent that I have gotten in trouble.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.